Chapter 35. Even before the alarm started ringing, Shigar knew something was wrong. The transport containing him and Darth Kratos lurched as though hit, and the major in charge of the drop broke off in the middle of issuing a general announcement. Shigar wasn't patched directly into the Imperial network, so he couldn't tell what was happening to the ship in real time. Instead, he was receiving data from the Republic troopers, relayed via neutral command node. The delay between the systems was very nearly fatal. "Something's not right," he told the troopers packaged up next to him in rows, ready to drop. His instincts were warning him to move. Punching the overrides on his harness, he was on his feet as the first of the hexes burst through the outer hull into the troop deployment bay. Shigar was ready for it. He force-pushed the droid backward, sending it tumbling into space. There were more behind it, scrabbling for claw holds on the torn metal. He leapt at them with lightsaber swinging, severing legs and stabbing at sense organs before the hexes could activate their electromirror shields. If he could stop them from getting in, he and the other passengers might have a chance. The bay wall ripped open at another point, too distant for him to take on both at once. Fortunately, the troopers behind him were ready and brought their own weapons into play. Imperial and Republic blaster fire converged on the invading hexes, knocking several back into the void. Still more came after them, climbing over one another in a horrible swarm. The hexes were returning fire now, those at the back shooting past those in the front, and Shigar felt the defense of the bay beginning to turn in the hexes' favor. "Get these troopers out of here," he told the Major, between cutting two hexes each in two. On the other side of the bay, he saw the orange helmet nod. Orders went out to open the bay doors early and launch the troopers on their way to Sabaody. Acknowledgement came from two of the other three bays, and the doors below Shigar opened smoothly, jettisoning their precious cargo, the Major with them. Several hexes went too, which would no doubt make the journey more interesting for all. Shigar stayed behind, clinging to a stanchion with one hand and kicking another hex back where it came from. It wriggled and spun in freefall, six legs waving frantically. How long, he wondered, until it redesigned its innards to match the ones in orbit and grew a retro thruster or two. He wasn't sticking around to find out. The fourth and final bay hadn't sent any kind of acknowledgement. If they were in trouble, he had to help them. The ship rocked underfoot as he passed through the airlock and hurried through its empty corridors. Nearing the fourth bay, he heard blaster fire, explosions, and a persistent crackling over his comm. The hexes were jamming both Imperial and Republic frequencies. That was a disturbing development. An interior bulkhead breached, sending hexes spilling over themselves into the hallway. He braced himself to meet them head-on, using a force shield to deflect their laser pulses while stabbing with his lightsaber. They hadn't expected him to be there. That much was certain. They were firing at someone attacking them from inside the bay, and it took them a moment to bring their own shields to bear. Shigar whipped the legs off three, not stopping to impale the fallen bodies. Immobility was good enough. A black figure leapt through the rent in the wall, wielding a red lightsaber. Lightning flashed from his open hand, sending hexes twitching and smoking in every direction. Caught between Shigar and Darth Kratos, the hexes stood no chance. In moments, Jedi Padawan and Sith Lord stood alone in a field of red, dripping droid debris. The jamming let up, allowing them to speak.
"The rest have launched," said Shigar.